Now, we're absolutely delighted and over the moon that Scottish rock royalty is in the studio this morning. A rock legend, a rock icon. They're the most commercially successful Scottish band in the 1980s. They've had 5 number one albums in the UK and have sold more than 60 million albums in total. Yes, you're right. It's Wet, Wet, Wet.
I was getting excited there.
It's Simple Minds, Jim Kerr! Good morning, Jim Kerr.
You know, I want to see the cheque for those 60 million records, because I haven't seen that yet, you know, haven't I?
Those are interesting numbers, aren't they? 60 million albums worldwide.
They are. I mean, next year when we play, someone pointed out the other day, will be the sixth decade Simple Minds have been playing live. And I can't get my head around that.
Do you know what I can't get my head around? Is that you sitting here is quite unbelievable to me, because when I see you, the first thing that I think of is me sat in my granny's living room in the 1980s, sat in front of a 3-bar electric fire with a king-size Mars
luxury
bar.
Luxury.
A can of juice, watching Top of the Pops, and you were on it. And here I am today, well, stood in front of you.
I think I can beat that, because behind you there's a big sign that says, well, Clyde, Radio Clyde. I remember the first night Radio Clyde went on air, broadcast. Can't remember if I had a Mars bar, can't remember if my granny was there. But the idea that Radio Clyde would have me on at any time, never mind, I guess it'd be 50 years later, plus...
It's, you know, quite, that old, are you, Jim?
Quite something. I'm getting up there. But it's a pleasure to be here. And we'll never forget the first time Radio Clyde played our song, played our demo. And, well, here we are on a beautiful sunny morning in Clyde Bank. And all is well.
It's great to have you. Jim Kerr is here live in the studio with us this morning. And we did ask him if he wanted coffee. I mean, we've got the coffee machine up and running. We'll only get the coffee machine out when we've got someone special in the studio. But you brought your own coffee this morning.
Well, I made it this morning. I mean, maybe, you know, I'll tell you a secret. I wanted to get in a rock and roll band because the main thing was, I thought you could lie in your bed all day. Because I just, you know, that's what rock and roll
was. Yeah.
Kerr, you know, and... I don't know why, but I should have been a farmer or a delivering milk, because I wake at 5, I wake at 5:30, and unless it's a real late night, I only sleep 4 or 5 hours. So this morning I got up, I made coffee, I went out frosty morning for a wee bit of a jog. I call it a jog. I don't know if other people would call it a jog.
What time were you jogging this morning, Jim?
I was at the door at 6. So
wow, that was cold this morning.
It was cold this morning, but anyway, I had the coffee on. Didn't he drink it on? I didn't want to waste it, did I? So
you've got on your wee travel mug.
I brought away me my travel mug.
Jim Kerr, legend, frontman of Simple Minds, in the studio with us this morning. And Jim has also brought a couple of tickets to give away for the homecoming gig at the Hydro in April of next year. So much to talk about, and the ticket giveaway to come a little later this morning. Jim Kerr, live in the studio. This is Simple Minds with Alive and Kicking. Good morning. It's Clyde 2, with Simple Minds and Alive and Kicking. Good morning, it's just gone 8:15. Delighted to have live in the studio with us this morning Simple Minds frontman Jim Kerr. Can I ask you, what's it like after all these years? I mean, this is your 40th anniversary. What's it like hearing your song on the radio? Does it still give you that buzz when you hear it?
Absolutely, it's a thrill. And same with the rest of the family, everybody, even, you know, the grandkids, they'll call me, oh, it was on the radio. It's a big deal, you know, to have this thing that was in your head and get to record it and get to put it out, and then it goes up there on, you know... Radio's a magic thing. We're brought up with radio. I mean, before, just like everyone now, before we went to school, the radio was on the...
That's right.
Formica tabletop. And that was, you know, Mum had the radio on. So the idea, your radio's still a magical thing. But I also love, not again a technical thing, but I love what the radio does to the music too. It somehow sounds even more powerful and compressed and energetic.
Yeah.
And so you could never get over the thrill of that. I mean, as I said, the first thing we heard her music in Radio Clyde was You Never Beat That. But I think a close second would be the first time we got to travel to New York. And this was 1979. And I mean, we'd never travelled anywhere, really. And those big American limousines that you only saw there then, they pick you up and you're going in and it's Manhattan skyline and all that. And your song comes on the radio. It was unbelievable. I mean, if everything stopped right there, yeah. Then it would have been beyond our wildest dreams. So, no, radio is to hear a song on the radio is still magic.
To have Jim Kerr here is absolutely brilliant, and we've got so much to talk about. There's a new album out, he's got a new world tour coming up as well, and we're giving away tickets to go and see Simple Minds live in concert at the Hydro in Glasgow in April of next year. All to come, stay right there. 6 minutes after eight, good morning. In studio with us is the one and only Jim Kerr of Simple Minds. Yes! Delighted to have the rock legend in the studio with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about your album, which is out, and the tour, which is going to be happening next year, your homecoming gig, the SSE Hydro in Glasgow, with some tickets to give away before nine, so stay tuned for that. But last night I was at the Hydro, and I was seeing Cher, and the show was phenomenal, and I was sat next to a woman who, for the life of me, I can't remember her name, and I'm really sorry for this, and I was saying to her, oh, I've got Jim Kerr on the show tomorrow, and she said that she lived in the same block of flats as you, in Tory Glen.
And you can't remember her name, because I probably would.
She was on the ninth floor. So she was a couple of floors.
Two floors below us.
Yeah.
That was
and she says she remembers you like carrying drum kits about and all sorts of things. And
well, I remember, it's funny you say, because I remember I tried everything to begin with, drums and keyboards and all this stuff. Failed at everything. but I remember bashing away on the kit one night. And I think one of the neighbours were great, but one of them must have taken umbrage.
Maybe it was her.
I don't think it would have been her. She sounds good. But the police were at the door.
Wow.
And, of course, I'm still bashing away. And it was a great line. My dad answers the door, and the police, they're being like, you know, it's about the drums. To which my dad says, what drums? as it's fun, you know, I never heard them. I suppose it's subjective, isn't it?
Yes.
But I think we sort of realised that maybe playing the drums up the multi-story, partly try to get them in the lift, you know.
Yes.
But people were always... But I was telling you during the break there that the greatest thing, well, there's so many great things about living in Tory Glen, and we loved our life in those flats and the neighbours and other pals who we grew up with. But what a stroke of luck for me. People who know Simple Minds will already know this story, but the first day we moved into the flat, you know, they're moving the furniture in and all that, and as normal, your mum says, you know, yous get out and play, you know, get out of the way. So me and my two brothers go outside, and they were still building the scheme,
right,
at the Prospect Hill Circus. So, you know, the street was like a building site. There was a mountain of, you know, sand and cement and all that. We all made a beeline for the sand, of course,
yeah,
because you're going to go and play there. And right sitting on top of it, King of the Castle, was none other than Charlie Burchill, who, my best pal and songwriter and founder member at Simple Minds, all these years later, still best pals. But I love to kid Charlie. I mean, God knows what I would have ended up if I hadn't met him that day. You know, fate's a strange thing. But one of the things is Charlie lives now, he's in Thailand, him and his wife, girlfriend, always in Thailand. And I kid him on, because he goes to this place with this big private beach and all that. And I go, the quality of the sand's a wee bit different now, Charlie.
For the days of Tony Glenn.
And he doesn't invite me to play with him anymore. When he goes there, you know, he's like 6 months away from me. So, yeah, the idea. But I wish I'd known whoever it was you met last night at the Hydro.
It's annoying me now. She knew your mum and all sorts. So.
Well, Charlie, the shop's at the bottom. My mum worked in... it was one of the first Greggs in Glasgow.
She told me the story. Is it true that your mum was taken to Greggs in a limousine?
I don't know, perhaps, probably.
In a big limousine just for a laugh.
Well, you know, later on I would say, man, you don't have to work and all that. And she'd say, I'm going to my work. and I think one day We gave her a lift.
We
were going to the airport, so the limousine
pulled up beside Greg's.
The wee woman goes in. But next door to Greg's, Charlie's mum worked in the bookies.
Right.
So I could get you a deal on a sausage roll, and he could get you a tip of the day. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want anything else.
The one and only Jim Kerr of Simple Minds is here in the studio with us this morning. Still to come, we're going to chat about the new album, which is out and is outstanding, by the way. 40 years of amazing work on one album. We'll talk about that, and we'll give you the chance to win tickets to go and see Simple Minds live at the Hydro next April. First, the weather. Frosty to start with, as Jim already knows, he's out running in it this morning. But plenty of sunshine today and highs of 11. This is Clyde 2 with Simple Minds and Promised You a Miracle. Jim Kerr, frontman of Simple Minds, live in the studio with us this morning. We're going to talk about the greatest hits, which is out. Is it out now, Jackie?
Friday.
It's out on Friday. You told me about 20 times this morning. I completely forgot. The Greatest album is out this coming Friday. The best of 1979 to 2019. 40 years, Jim Kerr. 40 years of work on one huge album. And it's a compilation album, and it captures the early experimentation. It's got everything in there. The stuff that you tried, that you experimented on. It also says here it builds up.
It's lovely you tried, but it didn't work. But it was a good try.
Right up to your new imperial phase, this is what the blurb says, represented by songs from 2015's Big Music and last year's What Between the Worlds, which was their highest chart success in over 20 years. So there's so much going on with this album.
Imperial phase. That's a title of an album. And it's
imperial phase.
Imperial phase. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
When you look back on the 40 years, enjoy it?
Ewan, if you'd said to us, I say this all the time, I mean, if you'd said to us 40 years ago, it's actually 42 years this month where we got in a rehearsal room in the Gorbals, November 77. And our parents weren't even 40 years old then. I mean, that's how... And back then as well, you know, everyone goes now, well, the Rolling Stones, you know, look at them, they can do it and all that, as though, you know, the Rolling Stones are 10 a penny, anyone can just do that. But the fact is, back then, there was no old people doing it, you know, maybe the old blues guys.
Yeah.
And if you looked at them, it'd be written on their face. You would say, well, why would you still go around doing the same? But you look at them, you could see it was their life. And we feel blessed, really delighted, but blessed that our great fortune, because this has been our life as well, this idea of making music and recording it and taking it around the world and essentially, hopefully, making people happy while we do it. It's been amazingly fortunate.
Last night, as I said earlier, I was at the Hydro and Cher was there, and she's 73 years young, and I was saying to my wife on the way home, she doesn't need to do it. Why is she doing it? It's a bit like yourself, Jim, you don't need to do this. But it must be in your blood. It must just be something that you love, enjoy, and you still get that adrenaline rush every time you step out on stage. And it's like a fix, you need it.
Well, it is. It's funny. I would have, the same as you, I would have thought at a certain point, you know, life's taken care of, but if you enjoy it, I mean, if you enjoy it and you know, we still have this thing where we go on stage every night of trying to give our very best, because although it's 40 years, I know we're again amazingly lucky because we've got such great support, these fans that turn up to see us here, there and everywhere. A lot of them see us countless times, but there will be some that maybe only see you one time. And when you go on stage, you know, we might be on tour, we might be doing 150 gigs, but for those people, for one night only, You wouldn't want to give anything less than your very best. Oh, that sounds great, straightforward, logical, but it's a challenge. It's a real, real challenge, and it's obviously a challenge that we enjoy and long may it continue, at least for another wee bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. The Best Of album is out on Friday and will be a great Christmas gift for anyone. 1979 to 2019, 40 years worth of work. I was listening to it over the last couple of days. It's absolutely stunning. Get yourself a hold of the album, and we're going to give you the opportunity to win some tickets to go and see Simple Minds live in concert at the Hydro. It's Clyde 2 with Madness and It Must Be Love. 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock, it is now time to give away a pair of tickets to go and see the legendary band Simple Minds live in concert at the homecoming gig in at the Hydro next year, April the 25th. It's already more or less a sellout, but Jim Kerr has been good enough to bring us a couple of tickets this morning, and we're now going to take a call at random. You're calling the number 0333 2020 401. Let's go to the phones. Hello, good morning, who's that?
Morning, Ewan, it's Christine.
Good morning, Christine. How are you this fine Tuesday morning?
Fantastic, how are you?
I'm very good. Do you love Simple Minds?
Love them to bits.
How much do you love Jim Kerr?
To the moon and back.
It's the right answer. You're through to Jim. You can say hello to him. He sat there in front of me.
Good morning, Jim. How the devil are you?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You too, thank you.
Now, Jim's got a question for you, and if you get this question right, Jim Kerr will personally come round to your house and deliver these tickets.
He's making this up as he goes along here.
Well, this is where I might embarrass myself and get it wrong.
Nah, you won't. You'll get this right. Right, Jim, what's your question?
I'm sure you'll get it. But The Breakfast Club, which is the movie where the song Don't You Forget About Me came from, was originally called A, The Lunch Bunch, or B, The Munch Bunch?
Oh, I'll go for A, The Lunch Bunch.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, yeah.
Jim Kerr's coming round to your house!
Yay! Lock your door. Shut the curtains. Pretend you're no end.
I have to tell you, I worked for British Rail years ago, and I used to book Charlie Burchill's dad on for work every day.
Is that right? Mr. Burchill,
yeah,
love him.
Yeah, when he worked in the railway. Yeah,
that's right.
Lovely man.
That's right. He was a great guy.
Sorry,
yeah, lovely man.
So is there something going on here? Do you know each other or something?
No.
No, just checking.
I've never met Jim.
Well, you'll see him later today when he turns up for breakfast.
I'm going to give you a wave.
Thank you so much for calling. We've got your details, and we'll give you a wee call back a little later, and we'll get those tickets out to you.
Well done.
Fantastic. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. This is Clyde 2 with Simple Minds, and Don't You Forget About Me. It's fast approaching 9 o'clock. The news is going to be late. Do we care?
No.
No, we don't care. We've got Jim Kerr, frontman of Simple Minds, live in the studio with us this morning. First things first, congratulations to Christine.
Well done, Christine. Yeah.
Yes, she's off to see Simple Minds live in concert. But she'll see Jim before that, because Jim's going around to her house after this interview to deliver those tickets. I'm joking. You don't have to do that, Jim. Unless you want to. That'll be a no then. Lovely speaking to you, Christine. Enjoy the gig. It's a homecoming gig, and you're going on a huge European tour, and you're ending it in Glasgow. What a great way to end it. And it's already virtually sold out. You must be looking forward to that.
It's immense. I mean, as we're saying, 40 years ago when we'd done our first gig, which was a discotheque, remember them?
Yes, yeah.
Called Satellite City, which was above the Apollo, the theatre, well, the gig. And we walked on stage to the sound of our own footsteps and walked off stage to, actually we went down well, but the idea that 40 years later, Glasgow's changed so much. We have changed a wee bit, I've changed a wee bit, you know that much, but the point being the music continues, and this whole idea of people turning up to hear these songs that many of them will have grown up with.
But it's sold out in minutes. It just shows you just how big a band and what it means to people, the band Simple Minds here in Scotland. I mean, for it to sell it that quick, 40 years on, you're still selling out arenas and tours all over Europe and the world. It must make you feel amazing.
It does. I mean, it's true. We're actually going all around the world next year. And
I can't just point something out. Don't take this the wrong way, but you're better looking today than you were in the '80s. Yeah, you're better looking today. How's that possible? You're like Benjamin Button of the music world.
You're taking a mickey. but I'm going to give you the quote anyway. You know, I'm going to give you the quote.
I do like the quote.
No, it's been a great life. I mean, as I said earlier, it's been an incredible life. But to go out and do this with your pals, played with great people. I mean, the guys who started the band with us as well, never forget them, never forget everything that they brought to it. But it's all evolved. And the one constant seems to be these songs that people turn up to hear live. And we're just dying to get out there and play. Of course, any time playing to your home crowd is something special. Finish a tour. It's great because usually the last few times we've played here, the next night we've been in Dublin. Our next night we're due to be in Dublin, which meant that trying to be a wee bit professional and all that, afterwards I would just shoot, because after doing a 2 or 3 hour set, or 2.5 hour set, I should be more precise, if you then spend 2 hours talking to everybody or more, when it's, since it's your hometown, the next night in Dublin, you've got no voice. And that isn't fair to them. But this time, being the last night, we'll be able to enjoy ourselves and
let it all hang out.
Try and raise the bar a wee bit more.
Jim Kerr, frontman of Simple Minds, rock legend, rock icon. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio this morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Thanks to you.
The Best Of album, 1979 to 2019, is out this coming Friday. And if you are going to the Hydro in April of next year, it will be sensational. Jim, it's been a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Take care.